always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Despite a third-place finish in Iowa's caucuses, Nikki Haley is looking to jump ahead in New Hampshire and beyond.
Despite coming in third to Ron DeSantis' second place in Iowa, Nikki Haley declared,
Iowa made this Republican primary a two-person race.
Meaning between her and Donald Trump. The reason?
When you look at how we're doing in New Hampshire, in South Carolina, and beyond.
Nikki Haley saying other polls show her beating Joe Biden in a head-to-head contest. Andy Field, ABC News.
The heads of three major United Nations agencies say too few border crossings and continued fighting are hobbling humanitarian aid deliveries in Gaza. Widespread famine and disease are being predicted. They dished out the Emmy Awards in Los Angeles for the Best on TV. Succession picked up its third Best Drama Series award. The Bear declared Best Comedy. This is ABC News. Separately, Boeing is outlining new quality control steps in the wake of one of its jetliners losing a part of itself 3 miles in the air.
In a letter to Boeing employees, the company says it's working with airlines affected by the 737 MAX 9 grounding, taking a hard look at quality practices at Boeing factories and across its production system. The company says it will do more inspections and has deployed a team to inspect Spirit AeroSystems' installation of door plugs. Spirit AeroSystems makes a 737 fuselage for Boeing. Boeing says it's also opening its factories for additional oversight inspection separate from an FAA investigation. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Not extraterrestrials. Forensic experts in Peru examined two doll-like figures and a purported three-fingered hand seized last year by customs agents, determining they were fabricated with paper, glue, metal, and human and animal bones. No extraterrestrials. Investigators have not yet determined to whom the articles belong. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
There are 1,000 ways to say it.
Nope. Knock it off. Shut it down. Dream on. No dice. Give it a rest. Not a chance.
Or just
all text. You focus on the road.
As a passenger, you have the power to prevent an accident. There are 1,000 ways to stop a distracted driver. Choose one.
A message from CTIA.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tens of thousands of people in Wisconsin have had to endure the coldest weather of the winter so far without power to heat their homes and businesses. Most of the outages are in southeast Wisconsin, where We Energy says it expects to have all the power back on by midday Tuesday. Arctic air is forecasted to keep highs in the single digits through Tuesday. A bipartisan bill would decriminalize having up to 14 grams of marijuana. Under the bill, anyone with less than 14 grams would not face criminal charges but would have to pay a $100 fine. It would also lower the penalties for being caught a second time. Several Wisconsin cities have already decriminalized possessing small amounts of marijuana. Assembly Republicans introduced a bill to legalize medical marijuana last week. I'm Nate Wiggehow, Civic Media News.
Bucks win in overtime. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks and the Sacramento Kings in a high-scoring thriller at five-serve form that went down to the wire in overtime, 144-143 in favor of Milwaukee. The Bucks' Damian Lillard on how he dodged De'Aaron Fox to hit the winning three-point shot at the buzzer.
I wasn't going inside the three-point line, so he kind of got back in front of me, and I just changed direction, and it was a pretty comfortable shot.
The Bucks have now won their last three. They head to Cleveland to face the Cavaliers Wednesday. NFL, the Packers with a stunning stunning upset of the Dallas Cowboys, 48-32. They jumped out to a 27-0 lead by the second quarter, snapping a 16-game winning streak at home for the Cowboys. Up next, Green Bay heads to California to face the 49ers Saturday night at 7:15 in the divisional playoffs.
All these guys have the ability, all the young guys that we have, Christian on now, the oldest receivers on year two, and I believed in them.
That's Packers outside linebacker Preston Smith. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Wind chill advisory continues thanks to wind chill values between 25 and 30 below zero. Thanks to gusty west winds, we'll also see some flurries and clouds in the overnight. Actual air temperatures around 10 below. Flurries will end on Tuesday. Currently 7 degrees below zero.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a happier happy hour. Because love means never having to say you're sorry. Iowa Caucus edition. Dom, here we are at the Shot Tower Inn, Dubuque, Iowa. We're here for the Iowa caucuses. This is our every four-year tradition. Perhaps never to be repeated.
Well, it depends. We may never have another election. Depends who gets elected this year. You know what I mean?
We'll see.
We'll see.
Dominic, someone pointed out to me, I believe it was John Pope. John, thank you for the acknowledgement. I have been killing it of late on big smack-talking sort of predictions I've made on the air.
Yeah.
You heard me say that the Packers were going to whoop the Cowboys' ass, did you not?
I did hear you say that, yes.
John said I'm 3-1 on these big, bold predictions.
Three and one? Three out of four?
3 out of 4.
All right.
75%. I'm moving up.
It's better than 63%.
You want to hear my next big prediction?
Sure.
I've got a prediction about the Iowa caucuses.
All right, let's lay it on me.
One, Trump's going to win tonight. I think that's pretty obvious. You know?
All right, but does it matter by how much?
Not to me, but all right, apparently all right, to Trump. He wants you to go out there and vote. And he doesn't care if it kills you as long as you get your vote
as
in first.
As long as you vote, go vote.
Because those marginal
here's what he said. Here's what
Iowa
he said.
Caucus.
You can't sit home. If you're sick as a dog, you got to say, darling, I got to make it. Even if you vote and then pass away, it's worth it. Remember.
It's a primary. I mean, maybe if you thought, you know, if you were the kind of Trumpster, you thought you're preserving democracy by voting for Trump. But when my guy's up 50 in a caucus, it's 30 to 40 degrees below zero outside.
With a windshield.
The roads are slick and covered with ice in every direction.
Yes, but remember, it's worth it. It'll be worth it, even if you pass away.
Not to me.
Trump.
Well, maybe to him.
Well, what? I'm sorry. Did you think he was talking about, cares about, is doing this for anybody else other than him?
Right.
Right.
So you don't want to hear my big prediction?
Oh, yes, please. Yes. Yeah, you said Trump's going to win.
Because all the talk.
Is there more?
Trump and his narcissism detracting from
yeah,
mine.
I'm sorry. Please, Crudy, tell
here,
me more.
Here.
I want to hear what you have to say.
It wasn't going to be that Trump won the primary. Oh, okay. That's not the big bold.
Yeah, way to step out the box on that one.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
Ron DeSantis quits. Excellent. A very Scott Walker-ish, wanker,
I'm out of here.
Come on, man. He's got the ground game. He's invested like $80 million and never backed down.
He's going to finish a distant third, perhaps fourth after Ramaswamy. And it's all over but the crying. He's gonna,
you just want to make Ron cry.
It will be the natural outcropping of his, you know, failure to garner any support in Iowa, despite like a close to $100 million invested in the state.
A lot.
I mean, that's nearly as much as Scott Walker blew on MC Hammer-style campaign stump speeches.
Right, you're going to the Sunshine Diner? Well, you better bring a stage and some sound and some lights. And
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Right. I mean, why not? It's not your money.
844-967-2789. So, this the first of many states I intend to visit. And I'll drag you along for a couple. But Iowa first, but less important than it used to be, because it's not a swing state. There's no chance that Joe Biden's going to win Iowa under the current state of politics in the state of Iowa. It's turned to the red.
I was trying to find it. When's the last time, you know, a candidate came out of Iowa and won the presidential on the Republican side? You know, I mean, I have to look it up. I know it's out there. It just seems
Rick Santorum.
It seems like, you know, it seems kind of like the Detroit Lions. Finally, my Lions win the first playoff game since what, 1991. I just don't know how important Iowa is in the overall scheme. It doesn't necessarily represent the demographics of the wider country. But hell, Dubuque's close, and so here we are.
I was just looking it up. I want to make sure I was correct, but Iowa was won by Democratic nominee Barack Obama by almost a 10% statewide margin, 9.54%. Obama took 53.93% of the vote from his Republican opponent, Senator John McCain of Arizona, at 44.39%.
Now, did he win the caucuses that year in the primary, or did
Obama did in 08?
In 08.
And don't you remember, man, Hillary Clinton was supposed, that was Hillary's first try at it, and Obama came out of nowhere. This young upstart from Illinois won the Iowa caucuses, I do believe, and caught momentum. And, I mean, it was like Wisconsin in February. We had an early primary that year. But when Obama won Wisconsin big, and I believe he went to the Kohl Center and gave a speech that night, I think I was listening to it in the car, driving in a winter storm. But Barack Obama won the state, and I believe that was like mid-February of 08, and it was about all over but the crying for the Hillary Clinton campaign. You know, they'd have to look forward to her winning the presidency in 16.
844-967-2789. Crudy making some bold prediction. DeSantis out tomorrow. But let me ask you this.
Christ in his pillow tonight.
If DeSantis pulls it off, if he comes in, you know, a close second.
If.
Well, a close above Haley. You don't think so?
He will not.
You don't think so? And it, but unless if he does.
I mean, I haven't spent enough time in Iowa.
That's what I'm saying, man.
But I've spent enough time watching DeSantis to know that is not a charismatic human being. That is not, I mean.
No.
Trump has charisma, if nothing else. Trump, I don't know what you'd call it, but he steals the attention of the American people constantly.
Well, I mean, for good, you know, trying bad, to overthrow the government and, you know, attacking the Capitol with a mob. Yeah, that seems to, I think, garner some well-needed attention, along with the 90-some indictments, yada, yada, yada. We know the rest of it.
He got knighted 91 times, blown away his competition.
What, and that
was, in the Republican
now, is that,
primary.
Is that a judgment on Donald Trump, or is it a judgment on what's left of the Republican Party and apparently about half this country?
He garnered more support after he was indicted. After his opponents, guys like Ron DeSantis, said, oh, my God, poor Donald Trump. Well, you can't do that. If your political opponent is indicted on multiple felonies.
I mean,
just let him speak for himself, Ron. You know what I mean?
It used to be the death knell, man. But what do we have now? I mean, this is now a guy like Trump and his cult, you can turn it around and say, oh, they're coming after me for no reason.
You know who else calls it a political witch hunt? Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker defending his boy Donald Trump because they've merged agendas, Dom. The entire Republican Party is soon to merge agendas. Marco Rubio. I mean, do you know Joni Ernst from here in the state of Iowa? denied calling January 6th an insurrection.
Yeah. Oh, I don't remember saying that. I don't remember that.
Well, here it is in the Des Moines Register. You wrote the words.
Yes.
Not like a quick scribble note. You wrote an op-ed calling
no
it
doubt.
An insurrection,
no
accusing
no
the man of being an insurrectionist.
Listen to all the reaction of all, and those, now you're all those Republicans who spoke out immediately in the aftermath of the January 6th attack and laid it all at the feet of Donald Trump, from Representative Gallagher out of Green Bay, Wisconsin, to Senator Mitch McConnell. You know, go down the list. Oh, hell, former Speaker of the House McCarthy. They were all in on it, and it didn't last long because now they're all toeing the line. And I just got to wonder, I mean, was your judgment, you know, were you wrong then or are you wrong now? Because both things cannot be true. And I think that they need to really explain to the American people what justifies their change in their attitude. Because if it was an insurrection, it was an insurrection. You can't possibly support that. Oh, I don't remember saying it. Yeah, you said it. So why are you changing your mind now? Why is it okay now? And what makes you think if you got away with it last time, you wouldn't do it again?
Interesting polling, and I know we don't rely entirely upon polling. But, you know, I made
especially
a big,
now.
I made a big prediction regarding the Iowa caucuses, because the polling is relevant in Iowa today. We're about to find out whether or not it matters.
Right.
And I think every exposure I've had to Ron DeSantis is this man is a detestable candidate, and I don't see what the appeal is. So I think he's soon to be out of the race, perhaps as soon as tomorrow morning. That's my big prediction. Maybe, you know, late lunch,
yeah, right,
afternoon withdrawal from the race.
Before the weekend.
Here is the craziest poll I've seen all day. More Americans say they think President Trump will beat President Biden if they are both their party's respective nominees from president, regardless of who they prefer. 44% think that Trump's going to beat Biden. Just 35% of Americans think Biden is going to win re-election, Dom. Perception becomes reality at some point.
Until people don't show up at the caucus because it's 40 below out. 844-967-2789. We've got some patient callers. Let's get to them. Ross from Crawford County, you are next. Welcome, Ross. What do you got for us?
Hey, Ross.
Hey, guys. Hey, thanks for, thanks for going down to Dubuque and kind of giving us a little taste of Iowa. My feeling is, Iowa's kind of an agricultural state, corn and ethanol with all the subsidy that goes into it, hog, capos, the big John Deere plant down there. That's just all ag. You know, it's kind of an interesting state. But I think it's always been pretty conservative, kind of a Bible Belty kind of state. And so it's always conservative. I had to, when it comes to these Trump polls, you know, and why is Trump polling well and why is Biden not? I think we all kind of realize that it's sort of this force of personality. It almost kind of reminds me of Jimmy Carter versus Ronald Reagan, which might be out of most people's time frame. But it was just the same thing where if you have a personality, the Americans sort of are drawn to it, which might explain maybe some of Obama's success. And I agree with Cindy from Appleton. The problem that I think that we as the Democrats, not even worrying about the Republicans, is we continue to coronate, you know, like the incumbent or this sort of whoever the DNC chooses, and we have to stop doing this. They have to trust us as Democratic primary voters to let us select, you know, and I think that this is going to be, I don't want to predict the future, but it could potentially really, I would like to see that changed, you know, after we get fair maps and stuff like that. We have to kind of change the way we select candidates.
Well, they're not going to include Iowa, not the Dems, not first. Come back. More Devils live. Iowa caucus Monday.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Early in the morning,
the big and tall of political talk, the devil's advocates.
Light me up that cigarette, and I strap shoes on my feet.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show for the Love of Democracy Tour 2024. Thank you, Chaz Design Build, hanging out at the Shot Tower Inn in Dubuque, Iowa. If you're in town, come down, have a drink with us. Thank you, Tanya, Maddie, and Ben, taking care of us down here. Love me some Dubuque. Like I said, man, reminds me of the old days in La Crosse. These river towns are nothing like it. And I love down here, downtown in Dubuque, the art, man, the murals on the side of the buildings. They do such a really nice job here. It's really sweet.
You even got out of the car. It's cold, man.
I know,
you didn't
man.
Have a jacket.
Don't tell Mom.
You know who else is in Iowa? Not just the Devil's Advocates. And you can join us in Iowa. Join us on the phones, that is, 844-967-2789. But Marjorie Taylor Greene is in Iowa today, Dom. And apparently she's here somewhat incognito. You know, sort of a abominable snowman yeah. outfit she's wearing. Or perhaps that's something from Star Wars. I'm not quite sure.
The Hoth monster?
In a caucus far, far away, Marjorie Taylor Greene donned a big white furry costume, and the ex-Empire struck back. Snow is covering the ground and below zero temperatures, Greene told her viewers outside the Trump 2024 calling center in Iowa. Tonight's win will be historic for President Trump and MAGA. And, you know, people, of course, had to respond to Three Toe Green. You look like a wampa in the Empire Strikes Back march.
Yeah, come on.
For those not in the Star Wars, no, wampas are carnivorous mammals that once dwelled on the snowy planet called Hoth. Wampas are powerful, furry bipeds that dwell in the snowy waste of the ice world. Their profile reads, is that theirs or Marjorie Taylor Greene's?
Not clear.
These hulking predators have razor-sharp fangs and claws, yet move with surprising stealth. Yeah. They're like cyber ninjas, Dom.
Come on. MTG's from Georgia. They got that thin blood down there. They can't handle this weather up here.
Dominic, she did warn us, though, about the Jewish space lasers. A laser beam or light beam coming down to the Earth, I guess, Greene wrote in an infamous post. Could that cause a fire? I don't know.
I'm just asking questions.
I hope not.
Well, wasn't it Laura Loomer or some other like Trumpster who said that it was
rigged
Nikki
weather.
Haley
They're rigging
is rigging the
weather.
Because, of course, she's Nikki Haley that is part of the military-industrial complex. Of course, being her role at the UN, she's dialed into the defense industry, and they were using this harp or this radio frequency up in Alaska to make the weather cold in Iowa?
It is damn cold in Iowa. Tonight in Iowa, 30 to 40 below zero wind chill factor. You know, it's not actual cold. Do you think the car knows the wind chill? Do you think the car cares about
the
wind chill?
No, the car doesn't know the wind chill, man. The
car doesn't know the wind chill. So don't get out of the car.
844-967-2789. Let's get back to the lines. CJ, you are up. Welcome. Happy Monday, CJ. What do you got for us today?
Hey, CJ. Happy caucus day, CJ.
Guys, hey, how about those Packers, guys?
Right?
How about them Packers? Man. I want some money on that game. Not that I'm a betting guy.
Well, when you said you were going to make another prediction, I thought you were going to say they're going to go all the way because I believe they have a great chance. They keep playing the way they are.
CJ,
going to San Francisco, hey. Man? You think they got a shot in San Fran?
Oh,
CJ,
yes.
You know how confident I'm feeling, CJ? I'm going to be out in Vegas for Super Bowl week.
There you go.
Of course, that's also the week of the Nevada primary and the Nevada caucus, but as fate would have it, if the Packers make it to the Super Bowl, I'm staying there, man. I'm staying for the game, or at least the you know, the casino action, the you know that town will be filthy with Packer fans, but that seems like a long way from now, CJ. But, you know, after they whooped the Cowboys' ass last night, why would I not be predicting that they're going to whip the 49ers like your boy Trump's going to whip Ron DeSantis' ass in the caucus tonight?
CJ, what do you think is going to happen in Iowa tonight, man?
Well, I'm really curious how that weather's going to affect everybody, but
it's not going to affect them, CJ. Know, they're gone.
No, it will absolutely affect them. If you're 75 years old, you're not getting out of the house at 7 o'clock at night, dude.
There will be a greater impact that, but from tonight's NFL football games than from the weather, CJ.
Yeah, but I wanted to tell you, Crudy, I hope you behave yourself. If you would have behaved yourself as well as you did down there, I just heard your interviews, you'd still be getting on Fox. But, no, you'd probably play a role in this thing, but you were a naughty boy when you went on there.
Yeah, well.
As a guy who's been banned once or twice yourself, CJ.
You know everything about being a naughty boy.
I guess perhaps I should consider taking your advice. He did work his way back in our good graces, air quotes.
Ish.
At least we take his calls. Yes. Thank you for listening, CJ.
Appreciate everyone. 844-967-2789. LaVale from Plain, Wisconsin. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, LaVale.
Hello, am I on the air?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, did LaVale?
Yes, welcome. What do you got for us today?
I just wondered, I don't know which one of you last hour made a statement about Donald Trump being responsible for people freezing during the caucus.
Trump did tell his people to go out and die if you have to.
He ain't no more responsible than the Kansas City Chiefs are for 70,000 people being in the stadium. That ain't his call. That's up to the people.
It certainly is, LaVale. And well, because I would recommend that perhaps if you are of the elderly age and you are, is not necessary, if Trump's up by 50 points, LaVale, why are you telling people to risk their lives to come out and vote for you?
Because we need a victory or we don't make it to the divisional round.
I mean,
don't discourage the home team, right?
I just think it goes to the shows to the man's character. You know, he's not saying, hey, folks, we really need your vote. I want you to come out, but, you know, be careful out there. You know, you could have qualified. You could say some things. But literally the man said, if you go out and vote and you die, you can't sit home. If you're sick as a dog, say, darling, I got to make it. Even if you vote and then pass away, it's worth it. Remember, I just don't know if that's the right message you want to give your elderly voters. I don't know if you want them to die in order for you to, what, add one more vote to your 50-point caucus in Iowa on a primary, man. Come on.
Can we draw a slight distinction, only in this regard, LaVale? The Chiefs are trying to make it to the Super Bowl. The Iowa caucuses is literally the preseason
right.
of the political contest. This is the starting gate. This is like, I know the weather is a little unsettling here with the 30 to 40 below and Trump saying, come on out. But same people in August, you're doing two-a-days in the steaming heat.
Right.
If that's what it takes to go out and vote for some Donald Trump.
Come on out. If you die, just remember it's worth it.
If
and I'm
he
here
dies,
to tell you,
he dies.
Rocky 3.
Rocky 4.
Oh,
Drago.
4.
I will break you.
I will break you.
Come on back. Devil's Advocates, live down the road, Dubuque, Iowa. Iowa caucuses happening tonight. We'll sneak over to the Hawkeye Caucus next. Come on back. Or join us on the phones, 844-967-2789. Nothing but love for all the callers.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Despite a third-place finish in Iowa's caucuses, Nikki Haley is looking to jump ahead in New Hampshire and beyond.
Despite coming in third to Ron DeSantis' second place in Iowa, Nikki Haley declared,
"Iowa made this Republican primary a two-person race."
Meaning between her and Donald Trump. The reason?
When you look at how we're doing in New Hampshire, in South Carolina, and beyond,
Nikki Haley saying other polls show her beating Joe Biden in a head-to-head contest. Andy Field, ABC News.
The heads of three major United Nations agencies say too few border crossings and continued fighting are hobbling humanitarian aid deliveries in Gaza. Widespread famine and disease are being predicted. They dished out the Emmy Awards in Los Angeles for the Best on TV. Succession picked up its third Best Drama Series award. The Bear declared Best Comedy. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has seven sets of proposed maps to consider as new boundaries for legislative districts are to be put in place by mid-March. They come from the governor and from Republicans, Democrats, college professors, and partisan law firms. The High Court ordered new maps in a landmark ruling in December. Public health experts say misinformation is contributing to a dangerous decline in vaccination rates in Wisconsin. Dr. Monica Wang is with Boston University's School of Public Health. She says lies about vaccines spread faster than the truth.
Health misinformation spread can erode trust in healthcare systems. It can lead to people delaying when they go to a doctor to seek help.
At the same time, cases of COVID, flu, and RSV are on the rise in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wuggehoe, Civic Media News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Wind chill advisory continues thanks to wind chill values between 25 and 30 below zero. Thanks to gusty west winds, we'll also see some flurries and clouds in the overnight. Actual air temperatures around 10 below. Flurries will end on Tuesday. It's 9 below at our studios.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, live on the road, Dubuque, Iowa. Iowa caucuses pre-party. The soiree has begun. Dom, rolling through a happier happy hour. You can always be a part. 844-967-2789. We're on the For the Love of Democracy Tour 2024. Thank you to our fine sponsor, Chad's Design Build. And Dom, I was feeling pretty warmed by the fact the former president sent me a personal I will always love you email. Made me feel good. Real good, Dom, I gotta admit. But
did you give him any money?
I have not.
Okay.
I'm contemplating, but so far they haven't given me a good enough reason to, you know, hand over
his love is not
his hard-earned dollars.
His love is all you need, baby.
You know, but they won't let me in the rallies anymore, and that's a little troubling. And not only can I not go to the Trump rally, but I can't go to the Stabby McStabberson, the Ben Carson on behalf of Trump rally. But
I mean, if you can't make that cut, dude.
But you know what? Ben Carson's out there speaking publicly, surrogating for the former president. You know, he needs a strong surrogate like Ben Carson out there.
Yes.
And Ben Carson today went on the Fox News with the Neil Cavuto, I guess that's Fox Business News, and he compared Donald Trump to King David. Let me give you just a little of the details. Brief from the Daily Beast. Neurosurgeon and former U.S. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Ben Stabby McStabberson Carson on Monday compared Donald Trump to the biblical King David of Israel, telling a seemingly flabbergasted Neil Cavuto that the American public needs somebody with a Manhattan business type of personality to deal with the administrative state. In an interview airing on the Fox News, Cavuto said many Republicans simply can't get over Trump's personal behavior, the name calling, the insults, all of that, and asked Carson how Trump will get over that hump. Carson, my bad, I got a couple of kids confusing me with their names. Carson responded by telling Cavuto to think about the Bible and King David. Most of those people probably, if they were alive back in those days, would say, oh, what a horrible guy. You know, the episode with Bathsheba and some of the other things that he did, you know, referring to the adulterous affair the king had with the wife of one of his soldiers, Uriah the Hittite, after which he had Uriah killed. God uses different people for different times. Dominic Cavuto. Neil Cavuto, my bad, apparently not believing his own ears, then asked Carson if he was truly equating Trump with King David, to which he said, I don't know about King, but he certainly has some policies that are very worthwhile.
Like murder? I'm not clear what he's trying to tell us there, Mr. Carson.
Adultery? he does have a history there.
You know, there's lots of reporting out over the weekend about the evangelical vote
oh,
here.
Oh, they love them some Trump.
And I don't understand.
He's God's vessel.
I just don't get it. And you know me as the non-believer, I'm already questioning some folks' thought process. And to support someone who, as far as I understand the religion, is the antithesis of everything that they claim to believe, or at least Jesus claims to believe. I'm the non-believer.
Are we all not sinners, Dom?
I'm not a sinner because I don't know what that means. There's no sin, Curtis. So.
I've hung out with you many, many times in many, many places and seen much, much sinning going
well,
on.
Well, I mean, but that's a relative term.
I can vouch for your sinning.
Well, like, what is a sin to you, man? I don't know what you're talking about. You
gotta know it when I see it.
Yeah. You have to believe in that. But that aside, I don't believe any of that hogwash. But, okay, some people do. That's fine. But if you claim to, you know, love thy neighbor and you read all the parts of the New Testament as it pertains to Jesus Christ, and the evangelicals, to my understanding, are all about the New Testament, I don't see how that same fervent belief in Jesus, they attribute that same, they give that same fervent belief to a guy like Donald Trump.
Because God wouldn't let it happen if he didn't want it to be so. And we're all sinners, so, you know.
Come on, man.
We just ask Jesus to forgive us our sins.
And then that's all good then, huh?
Here's the only part that...
Does Trump even go to church? Has Trump ever stood up and said, repentant? Yes. Have you ever said, Jesus, forgive me? Has he ever stood up and said that? I've never heard him say anything along those lines.
I heard him say he likes all the parts of the Bible. And I saw him clear the square of people the one time he wanted to take the photo op with the upside down.
The upside down cross?
Bible.
I mean, literally. I got it. But there's a cross on the Bible, right? So all the crosses in the Bible are now upside down. And I don't know, I saw The Omen when I was a kid. Kind of scared me before I realized it was all hogwash. That seems to be, what do they say about the Antichrist? Like, he will be received and all that kind of stuff, and they'll think he's a savior, that kind of stuff, right? I mean, it does, if you're a believer in that, doesn't that kind of, I don't know, like, fit the bill?
If it's going to take an Antichrist to save our nation from Joe Biden... That's what we'll do. That's what we'll do.
All right. All right. Good to know. Good to know. 844-967-2789. You don't have to be the Antichrist to call this show. We are the Devil's Advocates. Dick
it from does help, though.
Madison. Welcome, Dick. What do you got
But
today?
I think C.J. already got his chance today.
The great theologian that he is, how about 2 Corinthians come in the room? Anyway, I'm going to stay away from politics and all of it tonight. I found something I can agree with CJ on.
The Packers?
Go Pack.
The Packers are going to beat the 49ers.
Whoa, come on, man.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. And are you ready for this? Packers will be the team that fired Mike McCarthy twice, once in Green Bay and once in Dallas.
I'll believe that more sooner than I'll believe that they'll go into San Fran. Another one on the road, man, but if they play like they did, they should. Right now, Packers are 10-point dogs on the road in San Francisco just for the record.
I'll take that action.
Hey, Dick, anything else, man?
Well, no, it's cold outside, and it's going to get warm by next week.
You're telling
week,
us,
Wednesday,
Dick?
I'm hearing by next week, Wednesday, it's supposed to be 40.
Yep, it'll all be a bad memory, Dick.
It'll all be exactly.
Just like Ron DeSantis' presidential campaign.
Right.
By next Wednesday, it'll just be a bad memory, Dom.
844-967-2789. Having some fun at the happy hour in Dubuque at the Shot Tavern Inn. You can join us. Wisco Paulie, you're up next. Welcome, Paulie. What do you got today?
Hey, good afternoon,
hey, Paulie.
Thanks for going down the beautiful Dubuque. I kind of like it down there because it's like the tri-state area, you know. I for one do not understand the Trump thing. I just don't understand it. I thought Nikki Haley would do pretty good down there because it's ethanol country, and you know, and it's anything that has to do with ethanol, you're going to probably win. But I find it hard to believe that Trump will win that big. I think Haley's going to give him a run for his money down there, but I've been wrong before. And personally, I don't want Haley as president, but if for some reason she should beat Biden, I could sleep well at night. With Trump...
You know, you're the second person that said that to me today. Wisco, yeah, you would be okay with an old-fashioned Republican presidency. You wouldn't feel like you had to claim it was a rigged election and... go have a civil war in the streets?
Yeah, I wouldn't think about going to Canada, but you told me a couple shows ago they're not going to let us in. So, yeah, the last time when Trump was elected,
I said they're not going to let you in, Wisco.
Okay, thanks, Groody. Maybe I can pay somebody to get in there. I don't know. But hey, thanks for covering this stuff. And I'm going to, I don't know why I was number one. With these primaries, I don't get that. And it's a caucus. I understand what that's all about because I have a good friend that lives up by Sioux City. And that's really right out there. I mean, you don't even want to say you're a Democrat. You might get run over. But anyway, thanks for going down there. And I disagree with I agree with Dick on one thing. McCarthy's going to get fired twice by the Green Bay Packers. You guys have a stay warm down there, by the way.
All right, great. Brother. Thanks, Paul.
All right, Wisco.
Appreciate it, man. 844-967-2789. Mark, you are next. Welcome. What do you got for us, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, it was great to see the Packers win that game, especially against the Cowboys. I hate Jerry Jones. Their owner is a real POS.
I kept walking around the house saying to my family, F those Cowboys.
And the whole thing on sin is that the whole point of, I think, in the New Testament is you're supposed to be kind to your fellow man and not try to hurt him. And that's the whole thing with Donald Trump. He has never given a rat's patoot about anybody but himself. That his infidelity to his partners, yes, that the whole sin element is just hurting the other person. What gets me, because Donald Trump doesn't care about anybody but himself. And these people that think otherwise, that think he's, what the latest one was from, what's his face, Van Orden says, well, he'd give you the shirt off his back. Donald Trump would
keep it on.
Thanks for the call, Mark. Yes, I did see Congressman from Wisconsin, Van Orden, literally say that Donald Trump would give you the shirt off his back. And I don't think Donald Trump has ever taken his shirt off for anything, for anybody, for any reason.
Ever?
Ever. Ever. 844-967-2789.
Didn't Stormy accuse him of coming out in only the whitey tighties? Here's a little opinion piece I want you to take note of, Dom. Dana Milbank at the Washington Post. And God said, there shall be no Republicans, but Trump Republicans. I want to throw just a little of this out there. I know you get all butthurt by the Christian evangelical support of Donald Trump.
Well, I mean, just the absolute pure hypocrisy of it. So either your faith is not really your faith, or your politics does not represent that. So it just it cannot exist at the same time together.
Let me tell you about some good Iowans that got themselves a golden ticket, Don.
All right.
They lined up for hours, some of them in minus 38-degree wind chills to see their candidate. It was the only rally Donald Trump was giving in the state in the days before Monday's caucuses.
Oh, because he canceled three out of the four, but told all the other folks to come out, even if you die, it'll be worth it. But please continue.
So for the MAGA faithful, this was their golden ticket. For the lucky 500 Trump followers admitted to the event space, the Trump campaign played a video reminding voters that Trump had already come in the first place in the God primary. On June 14th, 1946, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God gave us Trump.
What?
You didn't recognize? That's your birthday and Trump's birthday. You didn't. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, fix this country, work all day, fight the Marxist, eat supper, then go to the Oval Office, stay past midnight. So God made Trump. I need somebody with strong arms, enough to wrestle the deep state, and yet gentle enough to deliver his own grandchild. So God gave us Trump. And then it came to pass a few minutes later that this midwife-turned-prophet took the stage in the ballroom, and he spake thus to his flock. We've got a crooked country run by stupid people, corrupt, incompetent, the worst. Trump, in the gospel according to Trump, was the victim of hoaxes, witch hunts, lies, fake indictments, fake trials, judges who...
Yes, fake grand juries of your
animals,
peers, returning
election,
indictments.
Rigged indictments, rigged Department of Justice, where we have a radical left, bad people, lunatics. The nation's capital, Washington, D.C., is a rat-infested, graffiti-infested... And I can't say that word, Dom, because we're on the radio, but he did to the...
I mean,
the Christian evangelicals, he said, with swastikas all over the national monuments. I don't quite get that. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. We'll clarify all points.
There's really no clarification. I mean, really, so before a Trump rally, they play this like weird Trump is sent by God kind of thing. I mean, it doesn't get any more cultish than that, dude. Like, for reals.
I guess we'll never know.
Well, I was born on June 14th, too. Did God send me? Maybe he did. Come back with us, 844-967-2789.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It is the last segment of the day live from Dubuque, Iowa. But stick around. Maggie Dawn's show coming up next, and you can join us at 844-967-2789.
Tom, on the text line, let's not forget the text line. It's open. We're getting them right on my cell phone. Sherry from Horicon's been texting in. I sent numerous texts on Facebook asking how to watch the caucus. No response. Will it be on Civic Radio? I need some more laughs. The caucus process, per se, Sherry, and we've live broadcast from the caucus site. No one's given us extra radio time tonight, though, so I guess not tonight, Sherry. We'll just have to fill you in on the details.
Yeah, come back tomorrow. We'll let you know.
The Republican voters here in the state of Iowa, they do it in a different way than the Democrats did. When we were last here, and that was the 2020 cycle, the Democrats were caucusing, and you had to have 15% support in the room to get any sort of credit for any support. So in the particular caucus, we were at Loras College in Iowa, here in Dubuque, and Amy Klobuchar, unfortunately for her candidacy, did not have the sufficient amount of support in the room. I think 35 numerically. You had to have 35 people willing to caucus for you. And, I mean, it was like herding people. There were different groups of people, and they'd have to do a head count. One, two, three. You know,
right, literally count. And then if you didn't make it, then those people would split up and go
they would
to
say,
somebody else.
Go home or pick a new caucus.
Candidate, yep.
So it was ironic. In the room we were in, Joe Biden only made viability after Klobuchar's group were forced to break up. She had the least amount of support amongst the close to viable candidates, and a few jumped over to Joe Biden, and Joe got the prerequisite and got the bare threshold. And then, of course, the Democrats couldn't count their caucus outcome for weeks.
Right.
And I was a Bernie guy, so I wanted to see the outcome and Buttigieg and whatever. But the Republicans do it differently. When you get to Iowa for the Iowa caucuses, our understanding, and we'll observe this up close and personal for like 10 minutes. Each of the candidates that would seek your support that has a caucus captain can have them give a little speechifying on behalf of their campaign. So Trump definitely has caucus captains. Apparently they wear white and gold hats. So they get up and they give the little speech. Trump's the greatest. Build that wall. More wall. Bigger, higher walls.
Make Mexico pay for it.
Yes, and whatever, he espouses the Trump policies. And then DeSantis will, and then Nikki Haley, and then no one will support DeSantis effectively, mathematically. He'll see his campaign collapse tonight in Iowa, and he'll soon
cry and leave the race.
Hoping a more conservative alternative to Donald Trump, because I don't think they like each other so much. But I think Trump will be the big winner. But effectively, they don't have to pass them up and go stand in the corner or go count off. Once you've heard the speeches, you vote.
And that's it.
And then they tally the votes, and then they give the votes to the media and the, Iowa Republican Party. And next, I believe, New Hampshire. And I don't know if DeSantis will make it to New Hampshire. 844 844- 967-2789. We're in Dubuque, Iowa. The Shot Tower Inn. It's a happier, happy hour. Glad you're being a part. Let's go to the phones, Tom.
Nathan from Hood River, Oregon. Welcome, Nathan. What are your thoughts today?
Hey, Nathan.
Well, hey, thanks for representing us down there. But if you believe the one of the callers said he doesn't understand Trump, but if you believe the mainstream media is liberal, then you're going to believe something like Trump is great, because it's all about the information that you get. But I wanted to just remind people of what, in my humble opinion, is one of the most important things on in the I Have a Dream speech. MLK said, don't swallow the tranquilizing drug of gradualism. And I think it's really important to not to call your representatives, and especially the Department of Justice, because I don't think Merrick Garland gets very many calls in terms of like kind of spurring him to do something. But it's just amazing to hear Biden complain about how what a disaster Trump is. And if Merrick Garland acted anything like Bill Barr, Trump would have been in jail 3 years ago. You know, it's just ridiculous that we have this guy fomenting discontent on a daily basis with no repercussions. I mean, how far does he have to push these judges and the justice system?
Well, I mean, obviously the wheels of justice turn slowly. There are repercussions. He has been indicted many, 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 many times. Certainly, I would like to see something.
Many as 91.
I would like to see some actual repercussions from the indictments. That being said, you know, we get the government we deserve, man. And if people are buying into it, if they're justifying it, if they're looking back and denying their own words that they spoke after the insurrection, you know, I mean, I don't know as a country how we get past that. We're going to get exactly what we deserve one way or the other. Period.
Talking trash night, you're going to get what you deserve.
844-967-2789. Cam from Neenah, Wisconsin. Welcome, Cam. What do you got today?
Hey, Cam.
Hey, first, like the others have said, thank you for representing us down there and taking a peek at the atrocities going on down there.
I haven't seen any atrocities. unless it's a really small piece of meatloaf.
then it might be bad.
You guys got a few minutes, and you might have to look down a little bit if DeSantis is up there, since he's so dang short. But
I resemble that remark, Cam.
It's okay. I mean, you don't make it your personality. But, the evangelical stuff, I totally agree with you, Dom. I can't wrap my head around it. I've always hated that stuff. It blows my mind, and how much more those sorts of people end up projecting more than others. And it's like all the paraphernalia that they wear of like nude Trump, ripped abs, Rambo looking Trump, stuff like that. It's just like, you guys buy this from a Chinese sweatshop and show it to the world, but don't tell everyone else to be gay. Like, look, I've liked men before, but oh my God, you're too gay for me even. I don't get it.
Cam, thanks for the call, man. Some would say it's idolatry. Isn't that something bad too? That's a sin, right? Worshiping idols?
False gods,
putting false
a
prophets.
God before the one true God.
The one true God.
You know, Trump.
There will be no Trumps except the one true Trump. Oh my.
Love of Democracy Tour 2024. Thank you for joining us, Dubuque, Iowa. Thank you to the fine folks at the, what's this place called?
The Shot Tower Inn. Thank you, Tanya, Maddie, and Ben, the bartender. We're going to get to know him a little bit better right now.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantor.